Questions and Answers, read by Dylan King. Must those with the Holy Spirit avoid alcoholic spirits? Question: Does the Bible forbid or discourage Christians from drinking alcoholic beverages? Answer: When Jesus performed his very first public miracle at Cana and manifested his glory, did he merely make grape juice? The account is referenced in John 2:11. If the wedding at Cana was conducted according to Jewish custom, the guests were certainly drinking fermented wine at the wedding feast. When the guests ran out of wine in their time of rejoicing, Jesus helped them by turning water into what Scripture calls wine. If Jesus had made grape juice for the guests, they never would have said to the bridegroom what is reported in Scripture. John 2 and verse 10 reads, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now." The Greek word John used for wine is oinos, and it always means the fermented juice of the grape. The Bible lists 13 Hebrew and Greek words for wine. By comparing usage, we can find the scriptural meaning of wine. The word wine is first used in the Old Testament in Genesis 9, verse 21. Noah drank of the wine and was drunk. The Hebrew word used is yayin. This wine caused Noah to get drunk. Yayin always means fermented wine. God himself gave wine to Abraham, the father of the faithful. Genesis 14 and verse 18 reads, "Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine," in the Hebrew yayin. "He was the priest of God Most High." We should note that Melchizedek is the same spirit being who was later born of the Holy Spirit and Mary to become Jesus the Christ, the God of the Old Testament. If you are not familiar with Melchizedek's identity, please write to the regional office nearest you, listed on page 4 of this magazine, to request absolutely free our reprint article, "Who Was the God of the Old Testament?" The phrase "fruit of the vine" is only used 3 times in the Bible: Matthew 26, verse 29, Mark 14, verse 25, and Luke 22, verse 18, in reference to the Passover service Jesus instituted on the night before he died. Passover was held in the spring, long before the annual grape harvest, so any fruit of the vine consumed on that evening would have had to be fermented, as grape juice would long since have spoiled in the containers used for storage in Jesus' day. Some ludicrously claim that the item consumed was molasses, another way of preserving grapes without making wine. This does not make sense if we remember that this was a meal, and Jesus and his disciples would not have been drinking molasses with their meal. The same Greek word, oinos, used in John 2, verses 3 through 10, is also used in Ephesians 5 and verse 18. We read, "And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation." Grape juice does not cause dissipation. Notice also this description of the apostles on the day of Pentecost. Others, mocking, said, "They are full of new wine," from the Greek, oinos. That's from Acts 2, verse 13. Furthermore, it reads in Romans 14, verse 21, "It is good neither to eat meat nor drink wine," that's oinos in the Greek, "nor do anything by which your brother stumbles or is offended or is made weak." Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy 3, verse 2 and 3, "A bishop then must be not given to wine," in the Greek, that's oinos again, "not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous." Were we to substitute grape juice into these contexts, the verses would make no sense. When Paul explained to Timothy the medicinal value of wine, he wrote, "No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your frequent infirmities." 1 Timothy 5, verse 23. Once again, the Greek word used is oinos, fermented wine, not grape juice. As you can see, while the Bible condemns drunkenness, Scripture also teaches that it is acceptable to drink alcohol in moderation.